Kinyanim. Keser Shtar Chazaka. We all know that there are actually five Kinyanim. The Gemara will add Khalifa to Mashiacha. Menalan, how do you know which Kinyanim apply to whatever Kinyani? Bitsid. Visnachaltem Isam Lubnechem Acharechem. Loreshes Achuza. Hekeshen Akasel Bechtei Achuza. Master Yachuz and Nikna Bekesa Bishtar Bechazaka, after the Ivri Nikna Bekesa Bishtar Bechazaka. So, what do I need this Pasik for? Menolan. It says, without the Pasik, what would I say? What would I say without the Pasik? If there's no Pasik, I know this Kinyan Mitalkun. I know this Kinyan Mitalka. And I would say, Never Kinani is what? Mitalkun vice versa. So I would say, I'll be smart, Eva Kanani is metalkin. So comes a pasuk, and the pasuk says, Hekesha rakosel v'stei achuza. What does the pasuk say? You can be mayrish your eved to your children just like a field. So it's a hekesh to a field. Just like a field is nikta b'kesh b'shtar b'chazaka, also eved ivri is nikta b'kesh b'shtar b'chazaka. So, hey, it's this that the kinyanim that work by karka work here as well. So it's a hekesh. Now, Chalipin Mistam is included in the Hekesh. Mashiach we're going to have problems with. But Chalipin, we could easily say, is included in the Hekesh. The Chalipin is also by Karka, and it's also by in the Hekesh. Right? But why doesn't the Gemara bring it by the Hekesh? The answer is Mistam, because Chalipin works side by Metalfel, side by Sada. So Chalipin Mistam is Pashit. Chalipin, I don't need the Hekesh to Karka for. Because Chalipin, even if I held an Eved as a Tatlim, would be the same thing. But Kesef, which doesn't work by Metatlim, Ishtar, which doesn't work, and Chazaka, these three don't work by Metatlim. So these three, I have a Hekish to be Makish, Eved, Lakarka. Very good. We just learned this Gemara by itself, we would have very little problem. It's a Hekish, we have Hekishim all over Shas. So a Makish, we learn a Din. It's a Svara, it's a Svara. It's a Hekish. It says Eved, it says Karka. Whatever applies to Karka applies to Eved. We would go right. But the emes is that it's not so pashut. Because the Machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, and Zayin Amud Aleph, it was a side sugi at the time, so we didn't spend time on it in Shir. But Rashi and Zayin Amud Aleph said that Adam is Hukish L'Karkois. Not talking there about an Eved. Rashi says, Adam hukish l'karkois. We're talking there l'gabe l'chasim she'esh l'machrayis, l'chasim she'em l'machrayis. Whatever the sugi is. Rashi says, Adam is hukish l'karkois. And Tosfos is matmi on Rashi. Tosfos says, Kasha hukra k'siv be'evet, aval ben chayrim lo yiskish. So Tosfos says that only Eved is hukish l'karkois. Rashi says, Adam is hukish l'karkois, b'chlal. That Adam Bechlal is Sukkish Lekarkois. What's a Svara to say Adam is Sukkish Lekarkois? Why would I say it's Adam? What? What Shaykhis? What? What we said is Dinei or Kinyanei Karka apply to Eved. If you learn the Gemara Pashit, all it says is Kinyane Karka apply to Eved. That's all. But the Emes is Zichah not that way. Because, like Rashi Otais, there are many other dinim we learn from this Hekish. There's a rule, Einoi Noah Lekarkois. By Karka, there's no Einoi. By Karka, if you cheat somebody by more than, you overprice somebody by more than a sixth, there's no, the Mekach is not Chayzer. Einoi Noah Bekarkois. Even though by metaltalim, if you sell somebody something and you cheat him by overpricing, you get more than a sixth, the mekach is chayzer. He's entitled to his money back. Ein oino l'karkois. By karka, there's no oino. We say that since Eved is hukish l'karkois, there's no oino by Eved also. So avdi k'mekarkoi, by oino. Or more, you've had cases by shvuah. Einish ban al karkois. Shvuah. Shvuah might have been mixed, let's say, or Shvuah Hashaimrim. So do we have a rule? Einish ban al karkois. It's not a svara, it's exerus hakos. Einish ban al karkois. We say the same thing is true by Eved. Einish ban al karkois applies to Eved. Avdi kibbe karkois. But Eved has a din like kark. So zicha, that's nothing to do with what we're going to get into. Nothing to do with Rashi and Taisus. It's pashit that it's not a hekish only for kinyanim. It's certainly a hekish for more things than kinyanim. At the very least, but for kinyanim, for inah, for shvuis, for those three things is klar. Or the Gemara says by if somebody says domi alai, someone's magdish is value. There's a din by karka that you have to get 10 experts to do a shuma. It's not enough 3 experts. For karka, you need 10. So the Gemara says in Megillah that Eved, if somebody says Domi Olai, he's not an Eved. He's a regular Ben Chayrin. He says Domi Olai, you need a shuma of 10 experts, not of 3. The Gemara says in Megillah, Dav Chav Gimel, I think, that you need a shuma of 10. The says that it's hukish lekarkois for much more than the pashtus hagemara. Now Rashi and Taisus are arguing if it's a din in adam hukish lekarkois or it's a din of eved hukish lekarkois, and we'll see in a minute that this is a breita machlekes rishayim. But before that, just pshat in the gemara. How do you learn the gemara? Like Taisus, it's easy. Eved is hukish lekarkois. Light Rashi, Taisa has a good kasha. How do you see Adam is such a karkais? The Shach says that Lash. The Shach says that the Kivan the Goli Kra, that Eved is such a karkais. If it's a Gilui, that Eved is such a karka. So who Adin? Adam. You understand that? Kivan the Goli Kra. That Eved is hukish, so he says it's pshita. That's who I did on. What's the pshat? What? If you say only Eved, I understand it. I don't have to come on the shach to try to answer Rashi. If you hold like Taisus, it's only Eved. It's only Eved. Every hekish is only what's stayed. But if you're going to say, why should I say it's all Adam? It's something in pshat here. I think you have to teach the hekish like Rashi that we're giving Eved a chashivus of karka. Karka has a chashivus. Lamaisa, all of the dine karka are chashivus hakarka. There's certain karka's meshubit, right? There are things that karka has that are milus for the bailim. And many milus in karka, you know, you have to swear on karka, there's no inor on karka. All these things are chashivas hakarka. Karka is an exelus, right? You try to steal karka, it still belongs to the bailim. If you learn that we're talking about the chashivas of karka, and the hekish is that we give Eved Ivri the same chashivas as karka has, the same as chashiv as karka is, we give that chashivas to the kinyan of Eved Ivri, of Eved Kanan. If you're going to say that that's pshat in the Gemara, so then think a minute. If Eved Kanani has the chashivos, so then Rashi's right. Zicha Eved Ivri has the chashivos, and zicha every Adam Ben Chayrin certainly. If it's a nekuda, if you add the word chashivos to the limud, that it's a given that karka has a certain maila, the chashivos hakarka. You can argue with me. You can say it's karka chashiv, it's not chashiv, but let's assume that I'm right, that karka has a chashivus to the bayim. In din, there's certain chashivus. The fact that karka is an exelus itself is already a chashivus to bayim. If you learn the fourth is the chashivus hadavar, then Rashi makes a lot of sense. Once an Eved Kanani, which is the lowest level of human being, the lowest level of taste of yid, the lowest level of yid is Eved Kanani, and an Eved Kanani has a chashivus of karka. So then, Zicha Eved Ivri, and Zicha Yisrael Gamor, and Adam. It's a chashivus. true, but we're taking the Eved Kanani and we're giving the Eved Kanani a cheshivas of karka. So you see, it depends. If it's a din that we give Eved Kanani a cheshivas of karka, it's a din, then a chinani. But if we are told that the fact is Eved Kanani has such a cheshivas, that's what we're going to heck. That Eved Kanani has this level of cheshivas, then it's certainly applied to Eved Ivri and everybody else. If we're only makish the halachis, then you'd be right. And the Stam Taisis learns that way. If, and we're going to see yet today, if it makes sense to learn this way, that in the hekish where the Torah is megalitas, the chashivos of an Eved Kanani, that a human being, he's an Eved, but he's a human being, we give him that level of chashivos and mamon, like karka, then it's mistaver that if they give it to an Eved Kanani, then even to give goli kura by one type of adam, so the other type of adam should be no worse. Now I'm not saying it's luchos this way. It's certainly not, because we all had hundreds of vacation and we never stick svaris into a hekish. We never stick it. When makish stay effort into an isha, we stick in any svaris to that. Say stay effort has king kes, the isha has king kes. But it appears that at least Rashi, we'll see Vaita, that they understand that the pshat is that the hekish is that an Eved Kanani is a person. The hekish is that people of whom Eved Kanani is the lowest level, that it says that like Sakal Cheirish, Torah says you're not allowed to curse a deaf person. So Chazal say you're not curse anybody. A deaf person is like the lowest level of chashivas because he doesn't even realize he's being cursed. So if you can't curse him, that's just an example of the lowest level. But the lab goes on everybody. I don't mean to learn it from here. I'm just giving it as a mashal that the way Rashi understood is here was saying Eved Kanani is like karka. But Eved Kanani is the lowest level of person that we're talking about in Dine Torah. Eved Kanani, Mimela, who had been Eved Ivri, who had been. It's a chash of a king. The Gemara says the Lagavi extra kinyan. Why? Yeah, but now I'm saying we're going to match it to Stam Adam, you can't be kind of Stam Yid. There's no way nor by Stam, we have to find other dinim worth the Gayat. Who cares? A regular human being, me and you, who cares if I'm Hukish Lakarka? No one's going to be kind of me. There's no way nor by me, and there's no. So maybe by Shaduchim there should be I know. There's no where did it come up? Excuse me, by
Evidibri.
By Evidibri, okay. The Shach, Simon Tzadikei, Shach is Sukkot Yud Ches. It's a very long Shach. The second half of the Shach, Negatos of you. Let me tell you the case the Shach is going on, and then we'll see, and I'll get to what you asked about Eved Ivri as well. The Shach is in the Dine Shavuos Maida B'Mikzas. Ante ve'ayu, that you walked into my field, and you dug two bayreis in my field. Ante ve'ayu, you did damage, you have a good field. And you came in, and you dug bayreis in my field, so ante ve'ayu. So the Ravid says, if I'm teveyu, I say pay. I had a field that was worth $50,000. Now it's worth $49,000. I say pay. Then it's a tias mamon. And let's say you say, Amoida, I dug one bar, and I'm kaifer the other bar. So I'm teveyu, you dug two bars in the field. And you only made the field go down in value $1,000. You owe me $1,000. And you say, I dug one bar, and the second bar, I'm a kaifas, I'm a maida b'mitzas. So that, the Ravid says, unless man de palik, that's a maida b'mitzas, and you have to swear. You should say, unless man de palik, but that's a tfias mamin. As far as the shach is concerned, unless man de palik, and it's a tfias mamin, and you have to swear, a shuas maida b'mitzas, get a bad mamin. I'm not to be you karka, I don't say give me back karka. I'm to be you mamin. So the Ravid says, and this, the whatever Rishayna are brought here in the Shachar Maida to, is if it's Tfias Mamin, then it's not Tfias Karka, and the Mela, it's a Maida, there's a Parsha Maida Vitzis Apar. Dr. Reifert, what happens if I tell you, I don't want money, I want you to come to my field and put the earth back into the hole. You dug up the holes, the earth is next to the hole. I'm Tavea you, come and put the earth back into the holes. Fix it the way it was. Or hire workers and do it. I want you to fix the field, put it back the way it was. Dr. Reivit, if I'm Tavea you to fix it, then there's no Shavuos by the Mimic. And the Ramah brings it there in Simit Sadekei that there's a chilek. If I'm today, you the mamin, it's a tfias mamin, there's a parsha by the benitzas. If I'm today, you come and fix it. So then there's no parsha by the benitzas. That's what it says in the Ravid.
You would have to fix both, or you would have to swear on
this one? There's no, he has to only fix one, he has not to swear on the second one. That's what it says in the Ravid. You have to fix one, and the other one he can leave the way it is. Okay, well, I'll explain in a minute. The Magid Mishnah has two tainus on the rising. There's two tainus on the rising. On this din, the Ravid said, if I'm today, you to fix it, you don't swear. He says, first of all, what does it mean I'm today, you to fix it? Since when can I be today, you to do something? What kind of tefillah? The Dine Torah, a moment. I can be today a moment. Can I be today you to fix it? So the Magid Mishnah, there's no such thing. You can't be today a person to fix things. You can only be today a moment. That's his first time. And his second time is, even less than you could be today a someone to fix it. Why shouldn't you swear? Why shouldn't you swear? He says, it's nearer the Kavanah Saravid. The Ravid holds, because if I'm tevea you to fix it, that's a tvia on you, on an Adam. And Adam is hukish l'karkois, that's how the Magid Mishnah understands the Ravid. That the Ravid's second, the Ravid's taina, that if I tell you to fix it, you don't swear. Why? Because that's a tvia on an Adam. And Adam is hukish l'karkois. Zok the Magid Mishnah, there's no such thing as Adam hukish l'karkois. Only Eved is hukish l'karkois. And not Adam is Tokosho Karkois. So Mimela, even in Timso Loima, that you can be Tevea someone to fix it, he still should swear. It's still a Maida B'miktas. I'm telling you, fill up two Bairis. And you're saying, no, I only have to fill in one. So that is a Maida B'miktas. So you should swear. The Ravid understood Adam Hokosho Karkois. He says, if you're Tevea, me to fix it. That's considered a Tvi of Adam. And Adam Hokosho Karkois. And Nishvar Karkois. Dr. Magid Mishnah, it's not true. Adam is not Hukish L'Karkois. Eved is Hukish L'Karkois. And Adam, you swear. So it comes out, this Machlaikis derived in the Magid Mishnah. Is the Machlaikis Rashi and Taisus. At least in this second Nakuda. The Ravid, the Magid Mishnah is Taina. That only Eved is Hukish L'Karkois, that Shitas Taisus. The Ravid's Taina. That all Adam is Sukkish L'Karkois and Ein Nishvayim, that's the Taina of that's Rashi Shita. So here we have now a Chetimtzo where it's Negeya Maisa to me if Adam is Sukkish L'Karkois. It's Negeya, if Lo Yitzur, there would be a Tfiyah on me to do something. If you hold it, there could be such a Tfiyah. Then is there might have a mikzas? That depends. If I'm hukish l'karkois, I'm an adam. Is another hukish l'karkois? The shaf nemzon leikir kashitas Rashi and kashitas Arayvit. The shach with an arichus is madzdik kashitas Rashi. The pshat in our hekish is that all adam is hukish l'karkois. That all legabi all in yonim. And Nishma Adem, he's matzdik the first part of the Ravid too. That you could be Tevea something, someone to fix things. The Shita Sashach is that if the thing can't be fixed, you're teveya mamon. If a thing could be fixed, you have a right to be teveya the person to either come and fix it or to hire someone to come and fix it. But that you can that there's such a thing. Now, we're not learning Bava Kama now, but this nekuda itself is a very chashuv nekuda in dinei mamon. The shach's hachra, the shach's psak, that I could be teveya someone to fix something that he broke. If the truth is, it's very negayah. There's a nidain in the achrayim, the chazayish, when he brings the shach, he says, let's say you have a $1 million building. Now the building is worth $1 million. And I come, and I break a window. See, a window in the back, as Fargan would say. I go and I break a window, I crack a window. You live in a house, a nice big house, worth $1 million. And I come, I break a window. So you're teveya me to Bastin. So what do I have to pay? How much do I have to pay if I break a window? I go to Bastin, I say, look, we'll shots up the value of the house with a fixed window. We'll shots up the value of the house with a broken window. And I'll pay you whatever the difference in prices. So we'll call a real estate agent. We'll say, how much is the house worth? We'll say $1 million. Say, now look, there's a crack in the back window. How much is it worth now? I say, it's worth the same $1 million. A $1 million house doesn't go down in value if a window, maybe if it's a front window, maybe it looks bad, but if there's a crack in the back window, it's not going to go down in value. So look, the chazaynish, I could have a tighter to be potter. No, I tell you, that's the Gemara says, shaman, he shots up the value of the house with the crack or without the crack.
Okay, fine, I broke your windows.
So
here's the money, go get yourself a new window, and I'll pay for it.
Finished,
I'm
going to
go.
If you're a nice guy and you want to pay for it, I have no problem. What happens,
well,
if you don't
want to
pay?
Well,
then
I can get it cheaper, so I want to take care of it. But isn't that the simple?
But if you only have to pay, the way the Gemara says you pay is you shots up the value before and after. If you cut off an Eved's hand, you shots up how much he's worth as an Eved before, and how much he's worth as an Eved after. If you damage a house, you shots up how much he's worth before and how much he's worth after. B'zot dechazaynish, no, because of the shach. I could be teveya you to fix the broken window. My tzvi is on you. In mamin taka, the value of the house didn't change. But kachem advarim shal shach, that's something that could be undone, something that could be changed, so I have my tzvi to you is change it. I'm not teveya you to value of the house. I'm teveya you, there's a broken window, go and fix the window. I'm not asking for money, I'm asking you to undo this which you did. And that's the aside of the shach, that on something that could be changed back, you have a right to be teveya the person to change it back. And this itself is really what makes this particular shach famous, is this nekuda. The nekuda of shitas hashach, which I think Roy Pleiss can accept la'alocha, that you could be teveya somebody to do something. But along with that comes the second chiddush of the shach, that adam is hukish lekarkois, and if you're teveya someone to do something, if that's your tfiyah, and he's a maida b'miktas, he's going to be part of a mishvur. So it's a chiddush in the kayach tfiyah. In other words, it gives the teveya an extra kayach, that the teveya could be teveya from the person, that the person should repair it, which is the first step of the shach chiddush. But add to that the shach holds Adam is hukish l'karkois, and since Adam is hukish l'karkois, there's no din of maida b'miktas when you're teveya the person, and he's a maida b'miktas. There's no din shvur. If the person normally a teveya maida b'miktas chayav shvur, he doesn't have to swear or pay. Here he'll be potter from shvur. He won't have to pay. Okay, whatever he's maida, he'll fix, and whatever he's not maida, he won't fix. Zok the shach, I have a raya that Adam is sukkish l'karkais. First of all, the Gemara Megillah that I mentioned, that for shuma you need shuma of 10 people. And what's the case? The person said Domi Alai, the person himself is a ben chayrin, and he's saying Domi Alai, and we get a shuma of 10 people. That's such a shtaka raya. What? Maybe it's not such a stack of rights. Maybe we shot them up as an evet. It's a shuma of what an evet is worth. Not sure what the Maybe. Maybe. It's really like Tosis Bavarin did in Dav Zayin. Tosis Chalash. Then we say, Dami Alai, Dafka B'Dami Alai, Fisha Shaman Isa Ke'evet. Isa Perakam is an edge. So it could be, but the Shachri is the Raya. What? By Nezek, we also shout up as an Eved. So maybe it'll have to be my Eved. By Nezek, this will have to be my Eved. If there's another Raya for Dav Chav Ches, in the Sugya of Gilgul Shvua, there's a halacha that you're all familiar with, that if somebody has to swear on one thing, Magagul in the love, or Magagul additional Shvuas. So the Gemara says that if someone time is you're my Eved Ivri, so the Gemara says we're Magagul that Shvua. And the Gemara asks, but Eved Ivri is Karka. Are we Magagul a Shvua is a Karka? The Gemara says klar that Eved Ivri is Karka. Now from where do you get Eved Ivri is Karka, like Tysus? Eved Kanani is Karka, so that's yeah. But like Tysus, from where do you get to Eved Kanani is Karka, so Eved Ivri is Karka? So up to Shach, it's a Raya, that all Adam is Hukish Karkais. So we learn now Tuchidush in our Hekish. We learn the Gemara Pashit. It's a hekesh for kinyanim. So the first chiddush was that it's not only kinyanim, it's like noah and shvua, it's other things, eved is hukesh l'karkos. Now we have a second chiddush. The second chiddush is that this hekesh is not only eved, but it's adam in general. That not only eved is hukesh l'karkos, but adam in general is hukesh l'karkos. So we already fabricated this hekesh two steps, from kinyanim to other things. And from Eved Kanani to other people, to all human beings. Now, this by itself would be a chiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Tshuva and Simin Nun Aleph, and also in the Sagois to Yeredeya, Simin Vav, Sifteis. Says a chiddush otzim. Yeah. The Magid Mishnah. Right. According to the Chazanish is saying that like the Magid Mishnah be pocket. Like the Ravid be chad. Like the Magid Mishnah said, you can't be to bear a person to fix things. You can't be to bear a moment. So then if I break your window, I don't have nothing to pay. Like the Ravid is kind of good. Rabbi Kivega says, alright, Rabbi Shimon says that it's a chiddush ein hadasei v'lasei. That's what Shimon calls it, the shariyashim. A chiddush ein hadasei v'lasei that the brain can't contain, but okay. Rabbi Kivega understood. Rabbi Kivega says the following. There's a halacha in Hilchos Shechita that when you shecht the behemoth, we learn out of the Pasuk that the thing you do shechita with cannot be mechuber. The keli of shechita, you can use anything. You can use a knife, you can use a piece of glass, you could use a piece of cheres, you can use whatever you want, as long as it's sharp. But not mechuber l'karka. Something is mechuber. If you have a reed growing out of the ground, take a lulav that's attached to the ground, and you take one leaf and you sharpen the edge, and you shech the chicken with this while it's connected to the ground. So shechitasei psula. Zeres hakasev, vayikach samachoylas, that zani as mechuba l'karka, is pasul l'shechita. Zakta mechaber, if a human being sharpens his fingernail, and he shechts a behema with a sharpened fingernail, and it's a tzipayrin that sharpens, so it's possible. It's mechuber. It's mechuber l'karka. What? Malika, the pasuk said, can be done. Malika is not set. But shechita has to be with the machaylas. So if you sharpen your tzipayrin and you shaft, it's also possible. As up to Shulchan Aruch, If you take a tziporin behema, you take an animal, and you sharpen its nail, and then you shech with the nail of the animal, it's also possible. It's also mechuber. This is what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, it's in Vav, Sif Beis, it says, if you shech with mechuber, it's possible. Three examples. Either a sayim mechuber lekarka, or tziporin adam, or tziporin behem. Zetra b'kiva eger, tziporin behem, why should it be possible? Why is tziporin adam possible? So what does Rabbi Kivega say? Huh? Adam is sokish l'karkais. So it's very good that tziporin ha-adam is possible, because adam is sokish l'karkais. But behema is not sokish l'karkais. So tzarechi, and he applies that tzarechi in Gadol. He says, he brings the shach. He says, like the shach, shita, like Rashi, Shach, Rashi, the Raivit, Adam, Mukesh Lekarkois. So in the state, Tziporin Adam is also possible. Like Taisvis, that Adam is not Mukesh Lekarkois, even Tziporin Adam should be Kosh. And Tziporin Behema certainly should be Kosh. This Nakuda of Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Tziporin Adam is possible to Shechita, because Adam hukish l'karkois, which means, well, what do we do now? We jumped from Dinei Mamin to Dinei Yisr. We made a big jump. In Dinei Mamin, Adam is like karka. Fine. Hadassah Ivlasa. I can understand. This Nachalta Maisam Lubecham Acharechem is Adam. But to jump to Inyanei Yisr Vehetim, and to say that the Inyanei Yisr Vehetim, Adam is Sukkish Lekarkais. Rabbi Kivega gives an example. The halacha is that if Peiris are Mukshel Lekabel Tumma, if Peiris get wet, then they can be Lekabel Tumma. If Peiris never got wet, they're not Lekabel Tumma. If Peiris got wet, so ki yite, mayim azara, that if Peiris get wet, then they're Lekabel Tumma. Now that's only true if you are oiker the mayim, you took the mayim. Now, if you took the mayim al davka to wash the peiris, it's pasha. If I took water al das to wash my car, and it went on the peiris, so it's also mashal kabel tumma. As long as the water was taken, was removed for a davar that's not mechuber for metaltalim. So if I take water to wash metaltalim, so it's mashal peiris as well. If I take water to wash karka, it's not mashah. This has to be kiyite mayim al zara, I don't need the zara, that's the metaltalim and not karka. If I take water to wash karka, so that's not called nekar al das metaltalim, and therefore it's not mashah. So the Kivega writes that if you take water to wash your hands, you take water, you want to wash your hands, you want to wash nagobas, you want to wash tilfidayim, or your hands are dirty, you want to wash your hands. And that water spritzes on Peiris, it's not Makshul Lekabel Tumah, because that's called taking water for Karka, for Mechuber. Because the person is Mechuber. So Rabbi Kivega writes. So Rabbi Shimon writes in the Shari Yashin that it's a Chiddush Ein Hadassah Masai. Rabbi Kivega, what? How could you? Gosh, you're good. Okay, 1 second. The so Rav Shimon in the Shari Yoshim Perek Gimel, in Shar Gimel Simin Chav Dalit, he brings Rav Kivager. He says he can't understand it. And the Ar Sameach in Hilchas Gittin Perek Aleph Hilchas Gittin also brings Rav Kivager. He doesn't just say I don't understand it, but he asks a kasha. His kasha is, this is what Yanki asked, from the halacha that a get, you can't, a get on mechuba l'karka is possible. A get is possible if it's written on mechuba l'karka. And yet, a get, a kaisiv get, a mishnah get, that a kaisiv get al avda, if you write the get on the hand of your eved kanani, and then you give the eved kanani to an isha, to your wife, it's a kosher get. If you write a get on an eved, Gemara asks, how could it be kosher? If you write on someone's skin, it could be erased. So the Gemara says, "Biksivas kaka." It was done with a tattoo. So how is that tattoo mutter? So that's the Rishonim. But the Gemara says, if you tattoo a get onto an eved, eved kanani, and then you give the eved kanani, this is an eved, not stamod, it's an eved kanani. You tattoo a get onto the hand of an eved kanani, and then you give the woman, you say, "Harayad mugureshesli the get there," and you makna the eved kanani to the lady. It's a kosher get. Fektar sameach. That if you can learn it from Rabbi Eiger, it shouldn't be kosher because a get on mechuba lekarka is a fossil. So it's a raya that it's not true. That it's not true that it's hokish lekarka for even heaven is hokish for everything. Fektar sameach. Right for achar ha'iyun disparately. There's a chilik between mamin and iser. The legabe iser, we are going to be legabe iser. Rather, legabe mamin, we are makish evet tekarka. Legabe iser, we're not makish evet tekarka. And the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, he rejects Rebbe Akiva Eiger with this kash. But the other kash is in a dasav lasa. It's not a can't slug up Rebbe Akiva Eiger from a taina in a dasav lasa, but from this taina is a lachad is a taina. Now, our Sameach Geder is a chiluk between Isser and Mamin, which is a chiluk I understand. If you look at Reb Shimon in the Shariyash, he doesn't say the chiluk is Isser and Mamin. He makes another chiluk, which needs Hezbon. Much more complicated. Our Sameach Geder is a very chlorid Geder. Of Isser, for Mamin it's hookish, if Isser it's not hookish, and everything's fine. So what do we walk away with? Yeah. Making an eved l'chuber is megel which yisurim. Once you kind of him as an afkamina yisurim, it's true. But the hekish is for the dinei mamon of the eved. Mela, once you kind of him, taka has a result which is megel to. Now of course, then the kasha comes back. So why can't you shef with a fingernail? Why can't you shep with a fingernail? If an Adam is not mechuber, so why can't you shep with a fingernail? So the Sameach says that pshat in that Shulchan Aruch is totally different. Vayikach ha-samachoyles is a gzeres ha-kasu, that the thing you shecht with has to be a cutting implement. Could be a knife you sharpen. It has to be a cutting implement. If it's attached to anything which is not a cutting implement, it's possible. Not because it's mechuba l'karka, but because there's a v'yikach ha-samachoyles, it has to be a cutting tool. Even if you take a behemah, you sharpen its nail. The nail is attached to a behemah. It's not a cutting implement. It's a behemah which has a sharp nail. So that's the psul. But it's not a psul. It's nothing to do with mechuba l'karka. That what? No, it says mechuba l'karka or tzipirin. Shalom or tzipirin. Well, anything. It's true. Mechuba l'karka is also possible for the same reason. Because what's mechuba l'karka, it's considered not to be a cutting implement. It's considered to be something, a tree or a plant. It didn't say kosev, it's the other mechuba l'karka. I don't think so. So that's how he explains machailas. And so what do we walk away with? This is going to be very megeh to how we're going to learn up an upcoming Gemara. What do we walk away with? We have a kinyanim evidence of kushka kais. Everyone agrees that it's not only kinyanim. I mentioned to you Einoah and Shvua. I should have mentioned Mi'ila as well. A Mi'ila b'karkais. So Rav Shimon is going on Mi'ila there. That Mi'ila is also doesn't apply to evidence. So what do we have? We have Mi'ila, Shvua, Kinyanim, and Einah, four things. Plus Shamin is the fifth thing. That Shamin is the sixth, and you'll see why it's important to know all the cases. The sixth thing is a Gemara Sanhedrin. A Din Torah normally needs how many Dayanim? It's three. A Din Torah on Karka, there's at least one Mandi Amar in the Gemara that it needs 23. So like that Mandi Amar, it needs 23. Hu Adin, an Eved, also needs 23. It's a sixth Nafkamina. We have so far six. We'll see if we have more. Every Nafkamina is going to make a difference when we get to the following, the follow up to this year, which is the Sugya Mashiach. But this is all going to be okay. Yes, we have here six Nafkaminas that I can think of at the moment. Plus, of course, the Machlokes derived in the Magid Mishnah, which is another Nafkamina. Okay, so we have all these Nafkaminas. The Kibeger, there are hundreds of Nafkaminas. All Dine Yisr. It'll be Nagaya Tani Din Yisr with this Dirzi Machubar, and it'll also be absurd. We are at the Dine moment, and I don't know, I'm not sure how many we can come up with, but okay.
Okay.
No, it means a kinyan which exists by Mitzvah. No, it means that without any chiddush, I would have known it because I would have said evidence Mitzvah. Now, I have a chiddush of karka too. Okay, let me tell you where this is all negeya. We are going to come to a sugya in a few lines, and I imagine you all learned that a eved is nikta b'mishicha. Okay, the longest of kinyan mishicha we'll get to. Okay, to the Mashiach. But Eved is Nikta B'Mashiach. We have five Kinyanim actually to Eved Kinyanim. The three of the Mishnah, plus Chalipin, plus Mashiach. So everybody jumps on the Gemara. Eved is Nikta B'Mashiach. 1 minute. Eved is Sokish L'Karkois. If Eved is Sokish L'Karkois, how could Kinyan Mashiach work? There's no Kinyan Mashiach on Karka. So Pnei Yeshua asked right away on the Gemara. Why does Mashiach work by an Eved? Eved is Sukkah Shal Karkois. By Karkois is the Kinyan Mashiach. The Kinyan Mashiach by Karka. How do you know? Everyone's saying no. How do you know there's no Kinyan Mashiach by Karka? What? That's not a Lomdashi answer. Not practical. That's a Lomdashi answer. You're saying there is Mashiach, just it's not practical. Can you do Kinyan Mashiach on Karka? Huh? Yeah.
So the practical thing could actually be.
The practical thing has enough. Give me an attached to the pasuk.
Right.
Okay, maybe right. Alright, let's assume there's no Mashiach by Karka, because that's Ben Yeshua, it's Kasha. There's no Mashiach by Karka. Since there's no Mashiach by Karka, how come there's Mashiach by Eved Kenani? Is that the starver what you're saying? What he's saying is that maybe we just makish the karka more things. But it's the tafelim too. The tafelim too. Does that make sense? What? If I say that, no one's going to tell me it makes sense.
But
he is metaphor. He is metaphor. So he's asking, so why is he not sure? If he's metaphor too, why don't I see? So but then why is it Kinyan Mashiach? Dine Karka, so it shouldn't be Kinyan Mashiach. So he has Dine metaphor and Dine Karka. So he has Dine metaphor and Dine Karka. So when it comes to Ainoa, why do I give it Dine Karka and not Dine metaphor? Comes to Meila, if he's Metalkal Makarka, so the Chelaka Karka should buy, I wasn't a mile. But I should bring the car because I was mile in the Chelaka Metalkal.
So
let me tell you. This is. It needs Cheshbin. But the Pneshua's first teretz is Taka, that we're only Makish at Lakarka Leribu Kinyanim. V'loy l'mari kinyanim. The hekish is only to be marbe kinyanim, and not to be memayis kinyanim. Which, chayru, I have a problem with. What are you telling me? Well, only makish evet to karka to be marbe kinyanim, and not to be marbe kinyanim. Now, if I would just be learning the Gemara, and the hekish evet to karka that we marbe kinyanim, I would be fine with it. But after this whole Torah, not only am I makish it, that not only is Eved Kikarka for Kinyanim, he's Eved Kikarka for Mi'ila and Shvua, and what else do we say? And Einah, and Bezdin, the size of Shuma. So now you're going to tell me that Eved's not Karka. I'm only being Marba Kinyanim? What do you mean I'm being Marba Kinyanim? I'm learning out a whole Eimam of things. I'm learning out that Eved is, it seems to me like learning out Eved is Karka. Unless we can find some geder that'll fit all the things that are similar. But it seems to the first teres of the Yeshua is fine if you're learning the surface kedushin of Chavbeis on the base, you don't know anything about any other sugyas. And you learn Chavbeis on the base, we're marbe kinyanim, so fine, we're marbe kinyanim, we're not mamayi kinyanim, really Eved is the Tautalim, and just for Reba kinyanim, we have a hekish, from our sugya would be good. But after we know the Emes Hadvarim, which Yisrael also knew, that the Emes Hadvarim is that we're makish Eved and maybe Adam B'Glagamri for other things, for Gilgal Shvuah, for many other demon. So now the first Teresa for the Yeshua needs to be worked out. It's not so pasha to say such a gather.
Can we just add whatever the tradition
now? We'll come back. I'm going to come back to it. Let me just get to the Yeshua's second Teresa. Yeshua's second. Now, the first test of Yeshua, first of all, the flow. I'll get back to the first test of Yeshua, what I wanted to say. But the second test of Yeshua. Second test of Yeshua is that, no, by karka, Meshicha works by karka. In din. In halacha, Meshicha would work. It's just the action. It's the action. But the Esem in the Lundus of Kinyanim, Meshicha can work by Karka. Just it's the action. So therefore, ain't done in Esher, Meshicha. Because it's, you can't say that since by Karka there's no Meshicha, so by Eved Kinyanim there's no Meshicha. No. By Karka, the only reason there's no Meshicha is because it's the action. By Eved Kanani, where it's Esher, so Meshicha works. So according to the second Teres of Pnei Yeshua, which is just the one long Teres, very geshmak. Eved Kanani is Sukkos L'Karka for everything. Everything. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka, B'Talpilim, Meshicha too, because really Meshicha should work everywhere. It should work by Karka. Meshicha Be'etzer should work. Just as though Hecha Timsa, there's no Metzias. So being that there's no Metzias, so that's why that's the second Teres of Pnei Yeshua, L'Chaira. It's a very mistavidic Teres. Very mistavidic. The Nesivis, Kuf Tzadik Zayin, I think Sukkot Na'alif. It's not Kuf Tzadik Zayin, it's Kuf Tzadik Bav. Sukkot Na'alif. Nesivis brings the Pesha, brings both Terut. Nesivis does not like the second Teres. Why? What's the second Teres? And Meshicha it works by Karka, but it doesn't work because it's not Shaykh and Metzius. He says, I have a case where it's Shaykh and Metzius by Karka, which is, right, Otzit Stokuf. You have a flower pot, inside the flower pot you're growing whatever, roses. And it's Otzit Stokuf, it has a hole in the bottom, it's on the Karka, it's Yainik from the Karka. I sell you my otzis knuckles. I'm selling you my flower pot with the plant inside, with whatever's growing. And you do Meshicha. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Mem Beis, if I sell you a flower pot and you do Meshicha, the flower pot, you're kind of. That's the Talmud. But what's inside the flower pot, you can't be kind of a Meshicha. It's Karka. Memela, it's up Kishlagi, the second teretz of the Pnei Yeshua Lachayim. Because here you have Karka, we have a Chetimtza of Kinyan Meshicha, and it doesn't work. So Zachin Nesivis, Lachayim, it's up Kishlagi, the second teretz of Pnei Yeshua. But Baruch Hashem, Nesivis likes the first teretz. He says the first teretz is very mistaver, that Lariba Kinyanim and not Lamiya Kinyanim. And Memela, Nesivis likes the first teretz. So we have now Mitzvah Liyashe to come back to Kinyan Meshicha, to come back. So we have a problem with the first teretz too. Now the problem with the first teretz is only my problem. I don't have anybody who asked the kasha. L'chayr, the first teretz, Bashkafa Rishayna, is not emes. Bashkafa Rishayna. How could you say it's only Reba Kinyanim and not Mia Kinyanim when it comes for a whole list of other dinim too? That's a problem. We're going to come back to this problem in Yitzhak Shem tomorrow. And I just want to tell you what? The flower pot, he did Meshicha. I believe that's the case. He did Meshicha. It's a big flower pot, the Daka did Meshicha. We Daka back, but we want to take it.